going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Rude guest hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV, is where we find our buddy Alan May. Watch him pre and post on Monumental Sports tonight. Alan, let's go back to game three first. 4-0 looks really bad. Was the game as bad as the score? Did you think they got manhandled late? How did you view that game?
Well, I just thought that they didn't play hard enough in the last half of the game. The first half, they were the better team. They didn't convert on their scoring opportunities. And ultimately, it cost them. Once they got behind and the Carolina fans got involved in the game, it was all over for them. And they've got to find a way. When they have opportunities, they've got to find a way to score their goals. And they need to create more opportunities. To me, they're just not shooting the puck enough. They're not creating enough. They're being too picky. They're worried too much about Carolina. What they do, they have to remember that they had the second most goals in the National Hockey League this year. They also had the most comeback wins with like 25. So if you're just going to sit there and let them play their game, you're not going to be successful. You've got to go out and find a way to play your game. Actually, not find a way, just play your game. Go out there and force the issue, make it happen.
What was the biggest thing that was going right? I mean, they didn't pot any goals, Alan, to your point, but the early part of that game, I thought they looked pretty good. Again, no goals to show for it, but what's repeatable from that hopefully can translate into some goals?
Well, they were pushing the puck forward. Every chance they had to get out of the zone, they got it out of the zone. Every time they had a chance to get it into the Carolina end, they did. And they were playing physical. And when they started to sit back and let Carolina play in their zone, it was a completely different game. So they've got to be the aggressors. They cannot be passive. Carolina loves to play in-your-face hockey, but you can use that against them. There's a reason that they've lost every year in the playoffs as well. It's usually a team has watched them play a certain way. They don't change a thing. So you've got to impose your will against them. You've got to use their aggression against them. And the bottom line is the Caps had 14 shots the first game, 21 the second, 21 in the third. That's 18 shots a game average. You will not be successful in the National Hockey League if you're too picky to shoot the puck. You know, you talk about, well, they only had this many high dangers to our high dangers. Well, shot volume matters. You go back to the shot that scored the overtime game winner in game one. It was just a shot towards the front of the net. Not a high danger, not a low danger, but they had traffic in front, and they got the puck through. So the Capitals have to find a way just to get pucks through to the front of the net and make Freddie Anderson work. Everyone's talking about a save percentage. Big deal. He's not getting a lot of volume. So until he starts to get volume, I don't think he's the difference in this series.
Alan May with us on Grant and Danny, Caps Canes, game four tonight. You can hear the game right here on the Fan after 7 o'clock. If you're at home watching on the tube, make sure you check Alan out on Monumental pre and post. The top line, Dylan Strome had 9 points in 5 games against Montreal. He's got 1 in this series. Ovechkin, pointless, goalless, 3 games in this series. That only happened once in the regular season for him all year long. And then Alexei Protas has kind of reemerged on the top line. I didn't particularly love his game compared to, you know, earlier in the season in game three. What are you seeing from that line, and how do they get more out of Ovi and Strome here?
Well, they've got to get on the ice more, in my opinion. And, you know, spotting them and just worrying about who goes against the other team's top line, you're taking your top players out of the lineup. They're using Dubois to shut down Aho. They're sending Dowd out there to be a shutdown guy. So Strome's line's not getting out there and getting the chance to create opportunities. When you look who's getting the shot attempts and the scoring chances, though, it is Ovechkin. It is Strome. They need to be on the ice more, in my opinion. You know what? Just look who had 44 goals this season. Look who had the most goals in the first round for the Capitals. And I know it's a different team, but the entire game plan of every team that plays the Washington Capitals is to shut down Ovechkin. Well, right now, they're not getting in a rhythm. The Capitals' top line isn't getting on the ice in a rhythm because of the line matching that's going on, and they're kind of matching their top guys right out of the offensive production. So, you know what? I would roll with my aces and live and die with them. If they play in the offensive zone, you create heat while they're out there. If you back off, they're not going to be very successful, but Strome and Ovi got to be on the ice more in offensive situations to create opportunities.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So that's actually a really interesting point I hadn't thought of, but it cuts to, like, not analytics, but the new school way of matching up, right, with last change and the idea of going – defensive line against their offensive line. And it's almost like you're saying, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, but tell me if I'm following you correctly here, Alan. Like, don't spend so much time and energy trying to combat Carolina. You're really good. Do you. Like, do the thing that you do well and let the chips fall where they may. Now, my concern would be Ovi's line defensively maybe against the top line. But, I mean, tagging you back in here, is that kind of what you're saying? Like, don't worry as much about Carolina when you were the better team all year?
Well, you know, there you talk about analytics, and as far as I'm concerned, analytics can throw them out the door. The other night, Brandon Duhaime had the highest, and it's the dumbest stat in the world to me, the highest expected goals of anyone on the Capitals, and he did not have a shot on net. He did not have a block shot. He did not have a missed shot. He didn't have a shot attempt. So I don't get where he had the highest expected goals. I'm not putting him down, but I do think he was a minus four the other night. I love the player. I think he's awesome every single night. I've only seen him have one difficult game all season long where he wasn't doing the right things, and he came back the next game and essentially was the best player for his team. But the expected goals thing, I don't buy. What I want is shot attempts, and you have to create chaos in front of the other team's goaltender. Everyone talks about how great their defender Slavin is. Well, how would you know if you're not shooting the puck when he's on the ice? Make him work in front of the net. All I know is on April 10th, the Capitals went after him here at home during the regular season. It was one of those most dominant performances in the last half of the season, and they were attacking him and they were scoring goals. I don't think you should throw so much respect. The Capitals were number one in the Eastern Conference, number two in the National Hockey League. They were the top team in the league through the first 60. They slowed it down. I don't think they could have got out of the first round had they played as hard as they could for the entire 82. They had to tone it down a little bit. They had to get rest and recovery. And I think they're in a spot right now where that rest and recovery that they gave up the last month of the season, they've got to put it on the line tonight in Carolina. They've got to find a way to will a victory tonight, come back here, shove it down their throats, go back there again, and try to get another win and end this in six. I'm not into playing the victim. I think they need to be the aggressors. There's a lot of good hockey players in this team. They scored the second most goals in the National Hockey League this year. They had number one with 25 come from behind wins. So I think they've got to go out there and they've got to play. They've got to be the dominant team. They have to be the alpha. They can't sit back and let the other team do what they want. I think you've got to, you know, they said, what is Capitals hockey? Well, Capitals hockey should be physical hockey. You take away the middle of the ice, play with aggression, play with aggressiveness. Tom Wilson, have everyone follow the way Tom Wilson's playing. Keep him on the ice. Keep Ovechkin on the ice. Be physical. Be dominant. Attack their goaltender. Their defensemen are scared to get the puck, so have everyone finishing their hits. Throw the pucks in deep and be the aggressors. Don't play in your own zone. Play in their end, and we'll see if Anderson is any good when he's getting shots from every angle.
Alan May with us here on G&D. Alan, is there a way to punish how aggressive they are on the forecheck? I envision these, you know, guys getting caught too far forward or peeking in or leaning too much. It feels like they're trying to take everything away, talking about Carolina. Is there a way that you can get a cleaner zone breakout to give yourself a rush?
Well, the biggest thing is you got to be quicker on your retrievals, keep the puck off the boards. But when you go back, you've got to fire the puck as hard as you can. If you're going to wrap it around the boards because you know that they're pinching down the wall, put your wingers up higher and just smash the puck as hard as you can. What'll happen is their wingers will get caught. They might get you the odd time, but know that if you're leaving, just come back to the middle of the ice. Their defenders aren't big time puck carriers, puck movers. They like to shoot the puck. But if you take your wingers and you go back all the way to your goal line inside the defensive zone, their defenders are coming down. So have a cheat. Have the guy up higher to the blue line. Get the puck past them, and you're going to have some jailbreaks, and then they're going to have to change their game. So it's going to be a back and forth. You know, you have to alter it. When they start to catch on to that, then you change your game a little bit. But I just don't think you should be doing everything to worry about what the Hurricanes are going to do. You still have to play your own game. I don't think the Capitals went into every game this year thinking, oh, we got to do this because we can't do that, because we're not very good. So, you know, anytime we make a mistake, they're going to score on us. They did not play the game. They played the game with confidence. And I think tonight, play the game with confidence. Everything you do it hard. You wrap the puck hard. You shoot the puck hard. You pass it hard. Soft goes nowhere in the playoffs. Pretty goes nowhere in the playoffs. So play a hard battle type of aggressive game. Play as physical as you can, and you'll see where you land. But I just don't think playing a passive brand against these guys who just come at you the entire time is the right way to play.
Alan, before we let you go really quickly, I want to sneak in one on Ryan Leonard. Sounds like he'll draw back into the lineup for Taylor Radish. They've kind of gone back and forth. If you were filling out the lineup card, who gets a sweater, Leonard or Radish? And what do you make of the decision? Is there another way they could go to have them both play and sit somebody else? Or did they settle on the right two here to debate between?
Radish is always going to be the odd man out because he hasn't been creating offensively, but he does so many things check-wise. He doesn't make mistakes that create scoring chances. He wins his battles on the wall. Leonard's got an upside, and you know, but he hasn't scored in the National Hockey League with a goaltender in the net yet. He's got to make sure that he's staying on his feet, that he's battling harder on in his puck battles with two hands on his stick, his details. And just stay on your feet, play the game as fast as you can. So, you know what, it's impossible to debate, you know, who should be in and who should be out. Remember, this team, like I said, was first place in the National Hockey League for the majority of the season. The guys that were in the lineup were the guys that did it. Farivari's out, but he shouldn't make that much of a difference right now. And everyone's just got to put it on the line.
Well, Alan, it's good information. We appreciate you, buddy. Enjoy the game tonight. We'll watch you pre and post.
See you. Take care.
You got it. There's Mayday, Alan May with us on Grant and Danny. If you're listening to the game, pregame starts at about 6:45 right here on the Fan. John Walton and the crew. And then right after 7 o'clock, puck drop tonight for the Caps and the Canes. You can listen to the game on your flagship home for Capitals hockey, 106.7 The Fan.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.